Welcome to the Digiday Deep Dive. I'm Brian Morrissey. I'm joined today by Shireen Pathak. Shireen, welcome.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk Amazon.
Love to talk Amazon. My favorite topic.
Yeah, you had a story this week. Very interesting. Got a lot of buzz. And it was about how Amazon is going around agencies directly to marketers. What is the TLDR here?
The TLDR is that even as Amazon is continuing to grow all of its advertising capabilities, it's now starting to go beyond just let's go through the agencies, get on their media plans. It's just going directly to CMOs, going directly to top brand marketers. And all signs point to it's working. Brand marketers are getting convinced that Amazon is more and more important. And I think that cutting out agencies in the process is an especially important part of its evolution as it kind of continues to become a bigger play in the advertising space.
Is it cutting out agencies or is it just the reality of the modern marketing system is that that marketers want to have direct relationships with gigantic platforms? They don't want to have a direct relationship with some small publisher, but they do want to have direct relationship with big platforms.
Yeah, there's actually two things happening here. One is, yes, marketers are now talking very publicly about wanting to be directly talking to those platforms, having more control over what's going on when it comes to their media spend, and just being the point people versus outsourcing that to an agency partner or doing that as they did. The other thing that's happening, and this is actually unique to Amazon, because of course a lot of ad platforms work out direct deals with marketers. Google has done it for years. Facebook does it. But what's interesting about Amazon doing it is that marketers are still not as convinced about Amazon the way they are about Google or Facebook. It still remains kind of this mystery to them, because I think that there are so many things about Amazon that are just very complicated. I've spoken to a lot of
complicated how they organize, or complicated in how you buy from them.
Both. So one is the obvious organizational stuff. So basically, Amazon itself has so many different products, and actually met with the Amazon head of programmatic and asked him what his biggest challenge was. And he's like, making ourselves less complicated. They've gotten all caught up in these different terms. There's a lot of different parts of the Amazon ad ecosystem, whether it's marketing services, which is supposed to be their API, then they've got AAP, which is their DSP. There's just a ton of acronyms floating about. And what's ended up happening, he says, is that he finds it challenging to explain to people all the different parts of this ecosystem. The second, and this one is more interesting.
Sounds like something we should do.
Which bit? Explain it?
Explain to people.
Oh, explain that
exactly
to people.
Actually,
we have a handy dandy cheat sheet that is on Digiday about all the different parts of the Amazon advertising ecosystem. But the other more interesting part to me is that Amazon is not just an ad platform. Obviously, it's actually a very small part of its business. It's a giant retailer. It's a wholesaler. It does its own direct. It has its own direct brands. So marketers are finding it increasingly difficult to wrap their head around what constitutes their Amazon strategy. It's not just their Amazon media buying strategy. It's not just a place they spend their media dollars. But when you kind of enter into this Amazon world, you also have to think about a lot of other things. You suddenly have to think about everything from how is somebody policing and managing your reviews for your products sold on Amazon? How is somebody going to be handling supply chain? How is somebody going to be handling your Prime Day promotions? So I think for Amazon to go directly to brand marketers fulfills a really important role for Amazon, which is they get to be the first point where they dispel a lot of confusion surrounding their product, but also they convince them that it's not just enough to have an Amazon media buying or advertising strategy. You have to have an Amazon strategy, and marketers aren't used to working that way.
But are they doing that, or are they really just going out and saying, buy our ad products?
They're actually really doing. I mean, obviously, the ad products remain a big part of what they're doing. They're very, very high margins. Amazon's very intent on increasing how much advertising it sells. But you know, Seth Dallaire, who heads actually all of Amazon's advertising, said that one of the biggest things it's worked on when it comes to going directly to brands is that it goes up to them and says, okay, come and buy a bunch of ads for us, but also let us help you figure out your Prime Day promotion strategy. Let us help you also do all these other things, and slowly brings them into this retail ecosystem they can't really get out of, which is great for Amazon. They don't need an agency. They don't need a WPP consultancy or agency to explain this to the brands. They can go directly to them and dispel, at least try to dispel, this confusion.
Right. Whether the ad buy ends up coming from Group M is sort of irrelevant.
Exactly.
But this sounds very similar to the evolution of Google and Facebook. It's interesting because a lot of these things have played out very similarly. And Amazon coming after Google and then after Facebook can kind of learn from missteps that both made. And going around agencies has always been effective yet dangerous because agencies react. Agencies usually react defensively to this.
Yeah, and they already are. I mean, just talking to a bunch of people about it, I mean, they were like, you know, Google went out and wined and dined top CMOs when it was in this stage of its evolution ages ago. It was notable at the time that no agencies were invited to these secret meetings that were happening. Amazon's doing the same. I've heard of Amazon at least going out to at least three or four different big CPG companies, taking them out, doing the whole wine and dine spiel and saying to them, actually, I know you have an agency that works with us, but we'd rather work with you directly. And by the way, we'll probably give you something to sweeten that deal. But it's a tried and tested playbook.
Are agencies, though, less defensive about this now? Because before, I mean, look, agencies are paranoid. That is just how they are. But I can remember in covering Google early on when it was growing to dominance, where they really viewed Google as a threat to them, to just a complete threat to wiping them away. And with Facebook, there was a little bit of that, but I think there was a little less. I just wonder whether now, on a large part, agencies have accepted that their clients will have direct relationships with these large platforms, and it's okay.
Yeah, there's a significant, that's interesting, because there's like a significant kind of tonal difference to the way even just people talk about it, whether on record or off record. It's sort of, we accept this as part of doing business. We accept that it's going to go to them, whatever is best, whatever. If the client wants to go to it, go ahead. The agencies are trying to figure out where they currently have to stand within this reality. I don't think that they're going to get there and say, well, we're going to stop Amazon from going directly to our clients. They simply cannot. So you're seeing a lot more kind of, there's still going to be a big need for consulting. There's still going to be a big need for strategic planning. But I think it's a little bit of sort of, hey, we get it. We're okay with this. And this is the reality of our business right now.
And just the complicated nature of all of Amazon's products, which they really do need to streamline. It just, for an agency, they would look at that and they'd be like, that's awesome. Like anything that's a complicated mess, like agencies love.
They love it. You can have as much operational speed or efficiency by going directly to the brand. But at the end of the day, the brand marketer, I don't think, is sitting there trying to figure out if AAP is part of this, if there's an API. The other thing is Amazon's ad platform is relatively immature. It's big. It's $2 billion, but it's still very, very immature. They're still trying to figure out what exactly it's going to look like. And it keeps changing. Dan Saltzman, who heads media at HP, Amazon's is his third biggest media partner after obviously Google and Facebook. Even he's still figuring out, well, where do I talk to Amazon? Do I talk with them through my sales team or my marketing team? His agencies love that. They're able to exploit that confusion.
Sure.
And that's a great place for them to be consulting.
Yeah. Does Amazon have a CMO council yet?
Not yet.
That is the evolution.
That is when and then the creative council, and then how often do they meet? And what do they exactly do?
Quarterly, get together in Cannes.
Yeah, just to kind of figure out. Well, Amazon is starting to, I think there's signs they're starting to actually put together a bunch of CMOs that at least use them pretty regularly they're on their media plans more regularly. I mean, you saw it in Cannes, they were having lots of meetings with lots of CMOs. And there's a few names that keep cropping up that tend to be sort of some of the people who've kind of accepted that Amazon's going to be a big part of it, especially a big part of lower funnel strategies. They're on their way. I'm sure that's the next step. We should do a timeline of what comes next.
Yeah, we have to a timeline of a future timeline. We have to do a story on the CMO councils. I mean, I'm reading the Ken Auletta book. I think you are too. And it led me to think about these CMO councils, you know, that Google had and now Google has and then Facebook has now. And there's a lot of overlap. The same characters pop up on the same council.
A few people I've spoken to are on the Facebook council. They actually said that it's sort of like a nice way of them to throw us a bone. Like they pretend they're listening to us, but then they go and just do whatever they want.
No, it's
but
a great story.
You get to put it on your LinkedIn and, you know, it makes it sound good.
I think it's a great story about what goes on in at these councils and who is on them and the fact that like the same people, I think are many of the same people are on both councils.
That's good. I will deadline it.
Out there. Okay.
I'm on it.
Shireen, thank you.
Thank you.